请看旧约雅歌第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Songs, Songs, chapter 7.
我们看十三节。
Songs of Songs, chapter 7.
雅歌七章十三节。
Verse 13.
通家放香在我们的门内，有各样新陈佳美的果子，我的良人，这都是我为你存留的。
The mandrakes send out their fragrance, and at our door is every delicacy, both new and old, that I've stored up for you, my lover.
啊，我们在这个时代里面，不只是在讲 IQ， 我们现在也都在谈 EQ。
In our society, not only we emphasize on IQ, we also emphasize on EQ, emotional quota.
也就是我们不只要有理性，还要有感性。
Which means that not only we should have rationality, we should also have sensibility.
啊，我个人认为读到雅歌啊，充满了感性。
And I myself feel that whenever I read this book, Songs of Songs, it's filled with much sensibility and emotions.
全世界关系最亲密的就是夫妻之间。
And we know that the closest relationship in this world is between a husband and a wife.
而雅歌描述新郎跟新妇。
And this book, Songs of Song, describes this loving relationship between a bride and a bridegroom.
也就是基督跟教会的关系。
And which is the relationship between Christ and the church.
而教会是必须得救的所有信徒的合成体。
And church is the congregations of all the members who are saved.
也就是包括今天的你跟我进入了宝贵的真耶稣教会。
And this will include you and me, all of us who has entered into this true church.
所以当我们读到了雅歌，
So every time when we read this book, Songs of Songs,
必须要好好的去体会耶稣基督的心肠。
We must put ourselves and experience the heart of our Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督爱你爱我爱到这么深。
And we must experience the kind of love that our Jesus have for you and me, which is so deep and profound.
为耶稣基督亲爱的良人所能做的又是什么？
And what can we do in return for our lover, our Jesus?
正如刚才118首赞美诗所唱。
As we have sang the hymns just now, hymns 118.
只有奉献我们的全身。
It's only when we consecrated our life and give it all to him.
而怎样来奉献我们的全身呢？
How do we give all our life and consecrate for him?
我想十三节最后这句话应该可以表达出来。
And this can be explained very clearly in verse 13.
我们要尽我们的一生为我们的良人来存留美好的果子。
And which is, we must store up our life for our lover.
良人爱我，我也爱良人。
Our lover loves us, and we also love our lover in return.
耶稣爱我们，我们也爱耶稣。
And our Lord Jesus loves us, and we also love our Lord Jesus.
并且保罗说是主的爱先激励我们。
And just like Apostle Paul, he has said, it's the love of Lord Jesus that has compelled us.
耶稣的爱是超越世上一切爱。
And the love of Jesus surpasses all the loves in this world.
是很有深度的。
It's a love of much depth.
它的长阔高深我们没有办法去想象。
And it's a love that we cannot fathom.
是属灵高超圣洁的。
And it's a love that is spiritual and it's holy.
这样子我们也要明白保罗所说的话。
So we should take a step further and try to understand what Apostle Paul has said.
主用这样的爱来爱保罗。
And it's this kind of love that the Lord used to love Paul.
所以保罗爱耶稣爱到给人家笑说保罗你癫狂了。
And as we see Paul, his love for others, for the Lord Jesus was called being as a fanatic.
保罗告诉他们你们不了解为什么我这么爱主。
And Paul said, you wouldn't understand why is that I love Jesus so much.
男女之爱爱到如醉如痴啊。
And we can see a lot of lovers, how they love for each other with so much passion.
这是肉欲的爱罢了。
But this is only a physical love.
这都是精神上的爱罢了。
But this is a love that's transient on this world.
但是耶稣基督跟我们的爱超越这个肉体的精神。
But the love that Jesus has for us surpasses that is physical, which is eternal.
至圣至洁。
It's spiritual and it's holy.
所以我们要怎样来爱我们的良人？
So today we have to ask ourselves, how do we love our lover in return?
这里告诉我们说，在我们的门内有各样新陈佳美的果子。
Here in verse 13, it tells us that at our door is every delicacy.
我们现在已经进入二十一世纪。
Today we have entered into the 21st century.
二十一世纪我们第一次的灵恩会。
And this is the first spiritual convocations in the 21st century.
在这个之前呢，我们都很爱主。
And before this day, we claim that we love God.
这个是过去所结出来的果子，叫成的果子，成就过去的果子。
And the fruits that we have bear in the past is considered as old.
从二十一世纪开始，我们要结出更多新的佳美的果子。
But from today onward, what fruits that we're going to bear from now on is going to be new.
所以我们信耶稣不要信得很痛苦、很恐惧、很害怕。
And our love for our Lord Jesus shouldn't be that of fear and of much burden.
我过去做了很多坏事，糟了，我大概死定了吧。
And we shouldn't think that, oh, I've done so much wrong things in the past, I'm doomed.
我现在还是很软弱，不知道有没有希望了。
And I'm so weak now, I don't know if there's any hope for me.
我们已经讲过。
But I've just said,
只要主耶稣给你跟给我，今天还坐在这里，证明耶稣绝对爱你，也爱我。
The very fact that you can sit here right now,This shows that the Lord Jesus still loves you.
因为他给你跟给我还有机会啊。
Because he still gives us this breath, this opportunity.
已经保留我们从二十世纪进入二十一世纪。
He has protected us from the 20th century to the 21st century.
所以就算我们有软弱，我们也要回头。
And even though we have weakness in the past, we must return and come back to him.
如果我们过去已经结了很多佳美的果子。
Well, in the past, if we have bear a lot of good fruits,
不要这样就满足了。
We should not remain just be contented at that level.
还要从二十一世纪开始再继续结出许多新的佳美的果子。
But from now on, starting from 21st century, we must continue to bear good fruits.
什么叫做各样呢？
What is this here that says all kinds, every kinds of delicacy?
最简单，圣经告诉我们的。
The Bible tells us every.
仁爱喜乐。
It's love, joy, peace.
和平忍耐。
Patience,
恩慈良善
kindness and faithfulness,
信实温柔节制
and gentleness and self-control.
这都是圣灵的果子
And all these are the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们从小信主开始
So for some of us, we have believed in the Lord since when we were little.
到青少年
until we are teen.
到中年
to adults.
到老年
To when we are much older.
每一个阶段都在结果子。
In every phase of our life, we must continue to bear good fruits.
做父母的儿女有儿女该结的果子。
And as children, we should bear fruits.
结了婚，成家立业，现在的角色是当然的父母，就要有结出父亲的果子，母亲的果子。
Now after when we got married and we are now parents, we also have to bear fruits as parents.
又有孙子了，我现在当爷爷啦、奶奶了，就要有爷爷奶奶的果子。
And if now we are grandparents, we should also bear fruits as grandparents.
刚刚信主，我们是教会的弟兄姐妹。
For some of us, we have just first come to believe in the Lord and become brothers and sisters of this church.
是真教会的真基督徒。
We are the true Christian of this true church.
就要有真基督徒的表现。
Then we must manifest that.Characteristic of what is truth.
慢慢我们长大了。
Then slowly, as we grow older,
当教员了。
And become teachers.
当教会的负责人了。
And become people in charge of the church.
被按立为圣职人员了。
And being ordained as ministers.
圣经里面讲长老应该怎么当的。
And the Bible further taught us how we should behave ourselves as elders.
执事应该怎么当的。
As deacons.
传道应该怎么当的。
As preachers.
领导者应该怎么当
？As leaders，
一清二楚。
And the Bible tells us very clearly all the roles that we should take on。
这就是我们在什么样的阶段、什么样的身份，就该结出那些果子。
And this is to tell us that at whatever level we are in, we should bear the fruits according to that。
所以台湾总统陈水扁讲了一句话呢：“你做什么就像什么。”
And the president of Taiwan said once, whatever you do, you reflect what you do.
我做传道要像传道。
And I'm a preacher, I should reflect myself as a preacher.
我做丈夫要像丈夫。
And if I'm a husband, I should reflect myself as a good husband.
我做父亲要像父亲。
And the same as a father.
我做男人要像个男人。
And if I'm a man, I shift myself as a man.
如果我这四样都不像啊，台湾有一种动物就变成四不像了。
And if I don't do what I should, then it will be very confusing.
相反的，我们通通在每个阶段都结出各样新陈佳美的果子。我们的良人耶稣基督太高兴。
So if at every levels of our life that we can bear good fruits.And this will please our lover, our Lord Jesus.
并且告诉我们在我们的门内。
Here it also tells us at our door.
每个人的心就是一个心门。
And everyone of our heart is a door.
我们一个肉体的家也有家门。
We have a physical door in at our home.
我们教会是属灵神的家，也是一个门。
And this church, which is a spiritual family.It also has a door.
所以从我们的个人一直到家庭一直到神的家每个地方良人耶稣都在等我们给他新陈佳美的果子。
So whether it's as a door of our heart, the door of our home, the door of this church, our lover, which is our Jesus, is waiting for us to present him every delicacy.
不能只是灵恩会的时候，哎呀，这个一年两次，我要特别慎重，我传道要像个传道，哎，那只有这个时间不行。
And we shouldn't be just pretentious to be who we are only at this moment of spiritual convocation, which is just twice a year.
我们一个人出国远走高飞到没有人去的地方呢，哎，耶稣也在呢，良人在我们心里等我们给他果子呢。
We must remember wherever we go afar, Jesus is with us. Jesus is in our heart and he's always waiting at the door.
所以看得见看不见耶稣都在等着你跟我。
So whether we can see or we cannot see, Jesus is also always waiting at the door for you and me.
并且这些果子都是很简单。
And all those fruits are simple to bear.
耶稣就是希望我们简简单单。
And our Lord Jesus wants us to be simple.
越简单越有得救的把握。
And the simpler we are, the more guaranteed is our salvation.
我们对灵修对结果不要把它想得太复杂太困难。
And we shouldn't see bearing fruits of the Spirit as something that is so difficult and complex.
回转小孩子的样式，结果子也是像小孩子的样式，这么单纯就好。
And we should just be childlike and think of how to bear fruit like a little child.
马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
二十五章。
Chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章三十五节。
Verse 35.
到四十节
to verse 40.
因为我饿了你们给我吃，渴了你们给我喝，我做客旅你们曾留我住。
For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me some to drink. I was a stranger, and you invite me in.
我赤身肉体你们给我穿，我病了你们看顾我，我在监里你们来看我。
I needed clothes, and you clothed me.I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
三十七节，一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？”
Then verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?
三十八节，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身肉体给你穿？
Verse 38, when did we see you a stranger invite you in or needing clothes and clothe you?
三十九节，又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？
When did we see you sick or in prison or go to visit you?
四十节，王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
The king will reply, I tell you the truth.Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me.
这些事情一清二楚，简简单单。
So this tells us very clearly how simple it is to bear fruits of the Spirit.
懂事的小朋友都会做的。
And we know that all little children can even do this.
那何况是我们呢？
What more we ourselves as adults?
因为做这些事情就决定我们到永生了。
Because the very fact that we do this, it will determine whether we go to the heavenly kingdom to receive eternal life.
所以神的道理是非常实际的。
So the truth of our Lord, the words of God, is one that is very practical.
非常简单的。
And it's so simple and doable.
非常平实的。
And it is very real.
绝对不是唱高调。
It is not something that is high or lofty.
耶稣要我们脚踏实地。
Because the Lord Jesus wants us to be down to earth.
绝对不必好高骛远。
And we shouldn't just boast and about what we cannot do.
耶稣要我们实实在在。
Rather, our Lord Jesus wants us to be realistic and do what we can.
不要我们假假装装。
And we shouldn't be a hypocrite or pretentious.
我饿了，我承认我饿。
So if I'm hungry, we should admit that I'm hungry.
我软弱了，承认我软弱。
Or if I'm weak, I should admit that I'm weak.
这个不是羞耻。
This is not a shameful thing to tell people that you're weak.
给其他的弟兄姐妹一个行善的机会。
But this is to give others opportunity to do good to you.
当我们去访问人的时候
，When we go visitation and visit some members,
他们都会说：“哎呀，不好意思，劳动你们来。”
And some of the members who receive us says that, "Oh, we don't want to trouble you to come and see us."
我个人常常说，你让我来，我还要谢谢你。
But I myself see that as an opportunity to thank him.For me to do good.
因为你给我机会在天上加分了。
Because you have given me this opportunity to come to show goodness, so then I can have account in heaven.
所以我们晓得弟兄姐妹当中有谁的肉体一直到他的心灵、灵性软弱、饥饿、受冻，都是我们行善的机会。
So every time we see any of our brothers and sisters who is hungry, who is thirsty and needy to be clothed, this is opportunity for us to do good to them.
哪怕是一杯凉水正在他口干舌燥的时候。
And what more is the person needs just a glass of water during the time when he's thirsty.
所以一句安慰的话。
So a word of comfort.
透过你的电子信。
And if you can give a word of comfort through your emails to others,
透过你的 ICQ,
and through your ICQ,
透过你的传真,
and through your fax,
透过你的电话,
or through your call,
透过你的书信,
and through your letters,
通通做在耶稣基督身上。
And all these things that you have done it unto our Lord Jesus.
通通是我们给良人的果子。
And all these are the delicacy that we have given to our Lord.
所以资讯越发达越给我们提供正面的机会来为耶稣基督结出更多的果子。
So the more advances our technology, the more opportunity and chances for us to give fruits to our Lord Jesus.
因为我们的弟兄姐妹遍布在世界各地。
Because we have many beloved brothers and sisters throughout the world.
不是只有在温哥华。
It is not just sitting in Vancouver only.
所以我知道有好多弟兄姐妹真的透过电脑做了很多好的工作。
And I know myself that there are a lot of brothers and sisters through the internet, through computer, they have done many good deeds and present many good fruits.
他们一直安慰人、鼓励人、造就人、提醒人，甚至于警戒人。
And through writing, they continue to comfort, to encourage, and even warn their brothers and sisters.
坐在谁身上？
And who are they doing all these to?
通通坐在耶稣基督身上。
They are all doing this for the Lord.
所以，如果我们明白主耶稣告诉我们这种比喻
，So if we can understand what the Lord Jesus is trying to teach us，
我们为主耶稣结果子有什么艰难呢
？And why is it so hard for us to bear fruit for our Lord？
就在我们左右就可以。
And we don't have to go afar. We can just bear fruit for people who are sitting around us.
前后就有机会了。
There's opportunity to bear fruit to people who is in front of us or behind us.
所以，越是在日常生活。彼此之间越切实相爱，越有得救的把握。
So the more you show love to others in your daily lives, everyday lives, the more confidence is your hope of salvation.
再来看雅歌第四章。
Let's turn back to the book of Songs of Songs.
雅歌的第四章。
Chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
雅歌四章十六节这里告诉我们：北风啊，兴起。南风啊，吹来，吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。愿我的良人进入自己的园里，吃他佳美的果子。
Awake, north wind, and come, south wind, blow on my garden, that is as fragrant may spread abroad. Let my lover come into his garden and taste its choice fruits.
这里告诉我们，北风、南风一来的时候，会有香气发出来。
Here tells us whenever the north wind or the south wind that blows into this garden, there is fragrance that spreads around.
那么我们就很高兴，请我们的良人进入我们自己的园里。
And with much joy, we'll invite our lover to come into this garden.
来吃他佳美的果子。
To taste its choice fruits.
当然是我们结出来的了。
And of course, it's the fruits that we have bore.
赤道以北叫北半球。
And we know the north part,
北半球赤道以北。
The north of equator is north.
好，那么北半球北极当然是寒冷的，赤道是热的。
The northern hemisphere, and then we have south, which is the southern hemisphere.
所以以色列地的地理位置来讲。
So if we look at this land of Israel,
北风是寒冷的，冰冻。
The north wind that comes from the northern hemisphere is cold and chilly.
那么南风是什么？
And how about the south wind?
我们参考路加福音。
Let's turn the book of Luke.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
五十五节。
Verse 55.
路加福音十二章五十五节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 55.
起了南风，就说将要燥热了，也就有了。南风带来干燥火热。
And when the south wind blows, you said, it's going to be hot, and it is.
好，我们人跟人之间彼此发生的问题是，哎，他们在打冷战呢，哎，不是哦，这边在打热战。
Sometimes if there's conflicts between people, some will call them having either a cold war or hot war.
冷战是冰冻的。
A cold war, that's no communication, is very chilly.
是心理战。
And it's a war of the heart and mind.
那么热战呢，是火爆的。
And how about a hot war?
让我们受不了了。
Is a war of temper.
所以冷热夹攻的时候，你怎么办
？So if there's this cold and hot, what should you do?
就看看我们的园内能不能结出果子来。
Then it all depends on yourself to see whether you can bear fruits from within.
耶稣基督通过北风、南风的考验。
Our Lord Jesus is going through those trials of north wind and south wind.
约瑟通过北风、南风的考验。
And so is Joseph.
今天的你跟我也一样。
And today is the same for all of you and me.
当北风一来的时候，
the moment when the north wind were to come and blow,
人家不把你放在眼里。
People will not even take you as anything at all.
人家闲言闲语，冷嘲热讽，
冷眼旁观。You, is likened to the cold wind that blows at you.
难道你说我不来教会了啦，这个真耶稣教会不能信啦，还要信什么？不来了啦。
And at that moment, you would be disappointed, perhaps would say that there's no point coming to this church. There's no truth.
安排表都没有排我工作，瞧我不起，我到别的地方做了。这里此地不留人，自有留人处了。
And there is also nothing for me to do at church, so I must well go to other places.
北风一吹就垮了，结不出香气了，没有果子了。
So the moment when this cold wind of criticism that come blow it at you is likened to you that you have fallen.
南风一吹，逼迫、攻击、毁谤、论断一道。
And when the south wind that blows, it's also another kind of attack that has come upon you.
哇，真耶稣教会不能留，赶快走。
And you thought that this is not a good place for you to stay, and you want to run away.
因为真耶稣教会是我们的园子啊。在园内会有北风跟南风哦。
Because this Jesus Church is a garden, and within this garden there's this north wind and as well as a south wind.
那难道我们遇到这些事情，我们就离开真耶稣教会吗
？So at the moment, if you were to encounter this wind that blows at you, does it mean that it's to tell you to leave the church at this moment?
陷害约瑟的是他的骨肉兄弟。
Who's the one who harmed Joseph? It is his own brother.
逼迫耶稣的就是他自己的人。
Who's the one who persecuted Jesus? It is his disciple.
耶稣基督再临之前，仇敌会从自己的家中出现。
And before the coming of Jesus, the enemy is going to come within your own home.
同样是真耶稣教会里面。
Just within this family.
还会分属血气跟属灵的哦。
There are people who belong to the flesh and those belong to the spirit.
属血气的就成为北风跟南风。
Those that belongs to the flesh are those that are likened to north wind and south wind.
要证明我们是属灵的，我们就在园内结出佳美的果子，发出香气。
And we consider ourselves that belongs to spirit, then we have to continue to stay in this garden and bear fruits of fragrance.
所以我们在真耶稣教会里面一定要明白。
So when we stay in this church, we must understand.
真耶稣教会是一座非常好的训练基地。
And we must understand that this ground, this church, is a very good battleground for all of you here.
我常常在想。
This is what I always think to myself.
神学院毕业没有什么了不起。
There's nothing that I can boast of the moment I graduated from theological college.
都是理论嘛，读圣经、祷告、唱诗，谁不会？每个人都会，你们都可以去神学院。
Just a theology, a theory, singing hymns and reading the Bible. I can attend those college and graduate, and so can you.
我个人认为，真正的神学院是在每一个国家、每一间不同的教会。
But I myself feel that the real training that I can receive, it is when I'm in different churches, in different countries.
不同的背景、不同的文化、不同的人，好，来吧，各样的考验来了。
And the moment when we put in place, when we encounter members from different cultural backgrounds, this is the time when we actually face the real training or the battleground.
要证明我们愿意不愿意让耶稣，我们亲爱的良人，进到我们的园里来吃我们所结出来有香气的果子呢？
And this is the time when we actually ask ourselves whether we are willing to bear this good fruit to our Lord Jesus and invite our lover, which is our Jesus, to come into this garden.
北风越强，南风越大，香气越多。
And the stronger the north wind and the stronger the south wind, the stronger should be the fragrance that comes forth from you.
我们爱主的心坚定不摇动。
That the love of our, the love that we have for our Lord, we must stand firm and not to be shaken.
这才是一个真正爱主的人。
And this will show that you are the one who truly love the Lord Jesus.
也才是被主所爱的人。
And the one that will be loved by Him in return.
所以我们不要动不动就说教会我不来了啦。
So we shouldn't be so impulsive and tell ourselves that forget it, I'm not coming to church anymore.
什么工我都不管了啦。
And forget it, I don't want to take on any work at church and serve God.
除非人家逼迫你不准你做。
Other than the fact that people had persecuted and stopped you from working.
那么在吹北风，你还是来教会啊。
But even though if the north wind is still blowing, you should still come to church.
那人家一直捧我们。
And if people were to be,
我们也不要很得意哦。
If people will be supporting you, then you shouldn't be all the more boasting.
戴高帽也会冲昏头。
Sometimes if people are praising you all the time, you should be careful.
也是热风也是受不了。
Because all the praises will come is also likened to hot wind. You cannot bear all this.
而这些都是在日常生活就会发现的。
And all these things will happen within our everyday lives.
所以我相信我们今天还能够在真耶稣教会里面。
So this is my belief that today, you can still stay here in this church.
都通过北风跟南风的考验。
It's because you have all gone through this training of the blowing of the north wind and south wind.
雅歌第四章。
Let's turn to back to the book of Songs of Songs.
十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
四章的十二节说：“我妹子，我心腹乃是关锁的园，禁闭的井。”封闭的泉源。
You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are a spring enclosed, a sealed fountain.
好，十三节说你园内所种的结的石榴有佳美的果子。
Verse 13, your plants are an orchard of pomegranates.
四节下半句说有一切上等的果品。
With choice fruits.
好，所以从这里让我们看到说，我们。是耶稣基督所心爱的心腹。
And here in verse 12, it tells us that we are the beloved of beloved bride of our Lord.
如果我们真的这么爱主，专一的爱主。
And if we truly say that we love our Lord Jesus very much.
一定要明白，我全部都是在为主。
And we must understand that whatever we do it all for the Lord.
夫妻之间的爱是绝对要很保守。很圣洁。
And the love between the husband and wife must one that is very much enclosed and holy.
很专一。
and one that is very focused.
所以关锁、禁闭、封闭，一再的强调。
So when it says that when the garden is locked up and then closed, it is to emphasize
不准有第三者介入。
That there shouldn't be a third party that comes into this relationship.
不可以随便开放。
And we shouldn't just open our garden to others.
否则的就是不圣洁、不专一。
Otherwise, then it will not be holy.
哎，魔鬼就是希望渗透进来。
And we know that Satan tries to use every opportunity to come into this enclosed.
魔鬼就是最不客气的第三者。
And we know that he is always an uninvited guest.
所以以色列百姓为什么会对神产生了变心？
And this is why the Israelites, they have changed their heart against God.
日常生活被攻倒了。
Because in their daily life, in their everyday lives, they are defeated.
所以我们在日常生活要很小心谨慎。
So in just everyday lives, that we must be very careful.
一件事情的发生。
When a matter has happened.
不要只针对这件事、这个人。
We should not just focus on that matter and that person.
如果针对事、这个人，我们就会用血气来解决办法。
And if we would just focus on this person physically, we would just use our angry and get personal with this person.
而愤恨。
And hate this person.
相反的，我们要赶快把我们的心门关紧。
But at that moment, it's time for you to close the door of your heart.
现在魔鬼要借着这个人、借着这个事情把我打倒。
Because it is at this moment that Satan will want to defeat you through the person.
我们不让他介入。
If we don't allow Satan come to our heart,
专一的迫切祷告。
But rather we hold our hands together and pray to God fervently.
不要中魔鬼计。
And then we will not fall into the schemes of the devils.
所以我们跟主耶稣之间的关系。
So today, when we talk about this relationship with our Lord Jesus,
一定要想到这一点。
This is something that we have to think of.
主耶稣告诉门徒，你要防备人。
The Lord Jesus always warned his disciples that you must be defensive.
要防备西律的笑。法利赛人的笑。
And you must be defensive against the ease of the Pharisee.
政治因素的介入、宗教因素的介入、人为因素的介入，我们通通要防备。
And all the ease represent the heresy of religion. All those things, we must be careful.
所以不要轻易的跟别人谈。
So we should not just without thought engage in the conversations.
法利赛人的笑叫做宗教。
The ease of Pharisee refers to that.The heresy of religion.
越到基督再临之前，宗教的迷惑越来越大。
The closer the coming of Christ, the more there will be temptations from the religions, religious realm.
我们参考提摩太前书。
Let's turn to the book of Timothy. Timothy, First Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第一节。提摩太前书第四章第一节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1。
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。这里告诉我们很清楚。
Here it tells us very clearly。
圣灵讲的哦。
That this is the Spirit that says。
所以到耶稣基督再临之前，会有人来离弃真道。
That in the latter times that there will people that will depart from the truth。
所以我们的心门不能随便开放。
So we shouldn't open our heart just simply.
这个不是我们顽梗固执。
And it doesn't mean that we are stubborn.
而乃是我们保守自己的纯正。
It doesn't mean that we are stubborn and rigid, but it is rather that we hold on to what we call it as truth.
所以我们有不少软弱的信徒啊，不要老是讲只有真耶稣教会得救了，这样我觉得不好。
So there are a lot of
信耶稣的人都会啦。
There are a lot of members here. They often come to me.And in their weakness, they will say, don't always mention that True Jesus Church is the only church that will be saved. I'm sure there are a lot of other churches and Christians out there too will be saved.
他们都到我们教会来，我也去他教会啊。
If they can come to our church here, of course, I should also go to their church.
我都领他们的圣餐，他们也可以领我们的圣餐啊。
If they can partake our communion, sorry, if I can also go and partake their communion.
没有关闭。
This shows that you have not unclosed yourself.
没有封锁。
And you have not locked up your garden.
对主就没有专一了。
And this shows that you have not become one with the Lord.
因为良人只有一个。
Because there's only one Lord.
心腹也只能有一个。
And there's only one bridegroom.
合乎圣经的真理的，我们才能接受。
So anything that is according to the truth, then only we can accept.
所以我们如果感情用事，情谊会动智，丧失理智。
So if we are often emotional, then we'll probably lose our rationality.
我们就掉入魔鬼的陷阱了。
Then we'll fall into the trap of Satan.
所以在这里，让我们知道，如果要为良人存留果子。
So today, if we want to present this fruit and store up this fruit for our lover,
一定要在真耶稣教会的门内。
It must be within the door of this church.
我们自己的心门。
And within this door of our heart.
自己的家门。
And within this door of our family.
好好的根据圣经结出果子。
And according to the truth, bear good fruits.
这样子才能够像雅歌里面所说的这一句话。
Then only it will be likened to what this book of Songs of Song that tells us.
雅歌第八章。
Songs of Songs chapter 8。
雅歌第八章十四节。
Verse 14。
这里让我们看到充满了盼望，说：“我的良人，求你快来。”第八章的十四节。
Songs of Song, chapter 8, verse 14. It says that, Come, my lover.
因为我们都为良人存留各样新陈佳美的果子。
Because we have already stored up all the good fruits, and we are waiting for our lover to come.
无论走到哪里，我们的心都很好。
So wherever we are, we are peaceful.
我们的家庭都很好。
And wherever we are, our family is also peaceful.Enjoying the peace.
我们的教会都很好。
And the same with this church.
难道我们没有把握讲这句话吗？
So, can't we with much confidence say this?
所以我们为什么说灵恩会一定要一年比一年长进？
That for every year, your spirituality must be better and better than the year before.
只要我们今年比去年好。
And if we are better than before.
那么今年主耶稣把我们收回去了。
And this year, if our Lord Jesus were to take us.
虽然呢，看起来还没有达到完全的地步。
It seems that we have not reached perfection.
但是我们是不断的在结出新陈佳美的果子。
But we are the one who is striving to bear this choice fruits for our Lord.
其他的不足，耶稣给我们补上，这个才叫做恩上加恩。
And whatever that is incomplete and imperfect, our Lord will make it up for us, and this is what we call grace that is added upon grace.
否则世界上找不到一个完全人。
Otherwise, we cannot find anyone who is perfect on this earth.
没有一个人可以得救的。
There's not a single soul that can be saved.
所以，如果我们有过去的结果子，还要有新的果子，叫做新陈佳美的果子。
So if we have bare fruits in the past, and those are old, today we must still continue to bear fruits that are new.
不断的奉献我们给耶稣基督。
We must continue to offer ourselves for our Lord.
就在日常生活。
And this can happen in our everyday lives.
哪一天耶稣来，哪一天我们大家得救。
So whenever Jesus would come, that would be the moment that you are saved.
哪一天耶稣来，哪一天我们被迎娶。
And whenever Lord Jesus comes, He will come and take you and marry you.
愿主这样大大祝福我们大家。
And this is my hope that the Lord will bless you greatly.
下一堂是我们的圣餐礼。
From this, we will have our Holy Communion.
我们在这次祷告当中，求主耶稣让我们有一颗敬虔感恩的心。
And we hope that in this prayer, we ask God to give us a heart of gratitude and thanks.
在日常生活就是充分的来爱主了。
And everyday life is your every opportunity to show your love for the Lord.
领受圣餐才有意义。
Then only there will be meaning and purpose when you receive the Holy Communion.